Well, if you look at the point of view that was just presented, then we couldn't train anybody. We couldn't train physicians, we couldn't train nurses, we couldn't train auto mechanics, so forth. Because if you look at the report of the dean of the College of Harvard University, when she compared the College of Education with the College of Medicine, Law, and Management, she came back and indicates that education is a weak profession because they do not train teachers how to think and act like a teacher. She says medicine teaches a doctor how to think and act like a doctor, how to think and act like a lawyer, how to think and act like a manager. They have discovered what is the basic fundamental that a certain person needs to be able to be effective in their responsibilities. Education has not. Education goes with an individual approach. Then they want to standardize test this, and then they complain about the testing. If you do not have a way of standardizing your training, then you cannot have standardized results. So when we look at this and we say, where does reform movement start? It has to start with your training, because using the excuse that everybody's different and we get different results, that's normal. That's looking at normality. But we have to understand why. Why do we get these individual results, and what skills and programs actually work with certain types of children? This robot approach is, I don't accept, because we're talking about how to empower the individual to perform their responsibilities and understand the differences and the variations that exist in this assignment. So it's looking at through a different lens, if they can drop the traditional lens of education that was created in 1900 and introduce a lens that would fit the 21st century educational institutions.